This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Anthony for the news, and he'll be back just ahead of Sports World with another bulletin of 882-6PR News. Rob Druitt, good morning to you, sir.
Yabba dabba doo.
I don't know whether to ask you what sort of a week you've had.
Dare I ask you? Yes. Luckily, I didn't need to call on my insurance, but burst water pipe. I tell you what, if we weren't there... Oh, my goodness. You can see the damage that that causes at a house when you've got pipes under pressure. Luckily, we were at home, so we've been without water for 12 hours, but that's, you know, I can't complain too much.
I wonder what that was.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. extra aftershow. Yeah, so, yeah, it just goes to show you. Mind you, a lot luckier than those poor people in Mossman Park with the destruction of their home. I mean, just goes to show you. That's why I guess you've got to be well insured. You never know when something terrible is going to happen, unfortunately.
Exactly right. And joining us in the studio today is arguably our most crazy yet popular man that we have in here as an expert, our specialist, and it's Peter J. Munday from Strata Central. How are you, mate?
Fantastic, thanks, Harvey, and it's always nice to be here.
It's always nice to have you here because I don't have to do any work, I just press buttons.
And he makes Strata fun, it's incredible. I don't know how you can do that, but you do.
I constantly say to all clients, life should be a giggle and a fart, because... people keep it far too heavy in this life. They're far too heavy.
Well, that's what Shrek said too. Better old than in.
What, my dear ex-mother-in-law used to say, cannot hold on to what I don't have in my hand. So enough fart jokes. We'll get on to real estate now. And property, 9221882.
We've set the tone.
Set the tone. It's gone right down. Thank you to Sue and to Fletch, who... raised the tone right up, and we took about 30 seconds to knock it right back down.
Yeah, exactly. We've still got about 50 minutes to go.
So, of course, folks, on a serious note, if you have any strata queries, Peter Munday is the man to deal with those today. How's the market in general been over the week, mate?
General feeling amongst agents in the marketplace is that things have improved. There's a bit more activity out there in the marketplace, which is, I sort of expected it because it was unusually slow the 6 months leading up to Christmas. So I believe there's pent-up demand to buy. I think buyers they want to buy on confidence, and they want to know that the market's bottomed out. Now, the latest figures from REWA show that the median house price has bottomed out and will start to inch up. And I think once buyers realise, okay, we've had the correction, we've weighed it, now's the time to come in. New lot of stock coming in, realistic sellers meeting the market. No dramatic price increases, but just a nice steady market. So very positive for 2016, a good buying market, and sellers meet the price, they'll sell.
Indeed, that's the way it goes. Well, as we confidently predicted, mention the name Peter Munday and Telstra love us because...
The board's lit up with Strata questions.
Lit up, and Chris of Mayland's got through first. Hello, Chris.
Oh, g'day, fellas. How are you going? Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again, Chris. You called us during the week when I was doing the night show, didn't you?
Perth tonight. The ornithologist was on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. In fact... yeah, look, I had a blast yesterday. It was 40, 36 degrees, and I did exactly the same thing, and looked my whole garden was absolutely packed full of them. Yes. That's it.
Well, good on you, mate. What sort of property question have you got for us?
Just to the for the body corporate gentleman there, and also to the about insurance. I'm just questioning. We've got body corporate insurance, which obviously covers our five townhouses. But, look, my house is also personally insured. Now, am I making sort of like a double whammy? But
that also, answers yes.
Yeah. Okay, so...
short answers today.
So, but I've actually had this insurance since I moved in. I've just basically stitched it on to my previous place, so it's sort of like an add-on. I've just been paying it for God knows...
Unfortunate use of word stitch. You might get stitched up. If you have double insurance, you'll sometimes find that if you wanted to make a claim and they both find out that they have insurance, they'll point at each other and say, "Let them cover it."
Nothing happens.
Okay. So does that include if there was a major catastrophe and say it affected all five?
Now, Chris, I have to make it very clear. I'm not qualified to give specific insurance advice on this show.
Taxation
advice or financial advice or anything else much, actually.
Oh, okay.
But you need to check with your insurer That's the very best thing to do. Ring them up on their free call number and say, what if, blah, 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 and see what they have to say.
Okay.
It's not an uncommon situation, Chris, where you've got strata insurance done by the strata company and then individuals insure themselves as well. I guess it's a communication breakdown, isn't it, Peter?
Lack of knowledge, too.
Yeah.
Does that include personal household insurance within the strata insurance, though?
When you say personal household, what do you mean?
Well, you know...
Contents?
All the householding contents.
Oh, no, the contents belong to the individual lot proprietors or the tenants, and the landlords or the owner residents should have their own contents in. Well, I believe they should have them insured. That's nothing to do with the strata company.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, so
all the best, Chris.
Thanks very much.
But do check that out with the insurers.
Thank you, Chris. Let's go to, is it Ryan?
Might save a bit of money too, not having to pay it twice.
Ryan in South Perth.
Good morning, Harvey, Rob and Peter.
Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
I'm pleased to hear, Peter, that you want to put the fun back into the strata.
it's lacking a bit, isn't it, usually?
Ryan, because people seem to be encumbered by the weight of life, and we live in paradise. We're not in Serbia or Kosovo or somewhere.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to harsh your mellow a little bit.
No one can.
Good luck.
Well, go for it.
Well, the New South Wales government recently introduced new strata title rules where once a developer has purchased voluntarily 75% of units in an existing strata development, it can compulsorily acquire the remaining 25%. Now, apparently the WA government is looking at introducing similar legislation here.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, what do you think about this policy that, to my mind, is pretty Stalinist in its nature? It'll forcibly remove people from their home simply to, in my eyes at least, to satisfy the greed of developers and councils on the insatiable altar of infill.
Ryan, I like the way you talk, and I wish you'd keep talking about that, because I tend to agree with you. And certainly people magpie legislation from all over the place, and what suits those east of the Black Stump doesn't necessarily suit us here. We have over 60,000 live strata schemes in WA, of which well into the 50,000 odd are 2, 3, 4, or 5 lot schemes. Now, I wonder if some of the people who write these laws have seen the movie called The Castle, where, in fact, it's not just a lump of dirt with a building on it, it's actually a home for some people. And if they had to go to a tribunal, and that's not a judicial situation, it's just a tribunal, and then they have to go to appeal to the Supreme Court, try and get Great Aunt Fanny to understand all that, and try and protect her home. So, look, I'm with you insofar as I think that it opens the floodgates for opportunists. I don't think it gives enough thought to the little people, the people in the real world who live in their homes. I'm of a mind of view that I think there's concerns and possible problems.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm happy to hear that. I'm just really interested to see how this does play out.
You and me both, Ryan. I deal with people in the real world every day, people who live in strata titles, who own, could be commercial, could be residential. I know of blocks where there are one owner owns 6 and there are a couple of owners own 2, and there are ongoing disputes because of that differential in ownership. And to think that those – and they say there's checks and balances that can go to a tribunal. They'll take all sorts of things into consideration. But if the person doesn't like the outcome, off to the Supreme Court. Who wants to go there?
Exactly.
So, no, I'm with you. Keep up the good work, Ryan. Keep talking those sort of things and put it in writing to politicians.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Now we're off to Claremont. And good morning, Shane. How are you, Shane?
How are you going?
Good.
Just a question for Peter. With obviously a lot of the new development going through, it's obviously more strata complexes. I've seen a situation where there's a property which is obviously developed. They get the approvals in place, so they say a 20-unit development, and because the one owner, obviously at that time, or the developer owns them all, they put a bylaw or they change exclusive use rights to a car park to a commercial building attached, okay? So when they work out the unit entitlements, if each unit's got X amount because they're sharing a 20-lot car park for visitor parking, what have you, but then the developer goes and puts in place exclusive rights to the actual commercial property, the unit entitlement isn't really fair, given that they don't get use of that area.
Well, unit entitlement... Go on.
Is there any way that that can be overturned, given that, as I say, at the time when they put in, they do the change and everyone agrees to it because there's 100%
But hang, when you say everyone agrees, the developer owns them all, you said.
That's right, because they do the development, get it through council, and through the council.
Yeah, then they'd make the amendment. Yep.
Well,
because they know that they can and they.
A couple of things there, Shane. Unit entitlement is based on, in a strata scheme, improved value, capital value. Now, exclusive use is not an ownership. Exclusive use still is common property for the exclusive use of someone, and it's not part of a lot. It can't be taken into account for unit entitlement. Number two, there are mandatory requirements in the currently in the Strata Titles Act for sellers to give information to buyers before they sign a contract. So the process should be totally transparent, and I think a lot of buyers don't necessarily read enough or take enough advice before they sign the contract, especially in, as you say, perhaps mixed residential commercial, to know what they're buying into. So if the developer has, and he has had the right to make changes, then those changes must be disclosed, or the full information must be disclosed to any buyer.
So that might affect the resale of the properties afterwards, Shane. But I know what you're talking about because I've seen this happen. Same thing.
Not uncommon.
If you get it overturned, how can that... Well, to get it looked at, given that approvals are in place to do a development because X amount of visitor parking has been allowed for.
Yes.
If they went to the developer then, it wouldn't... The developer went to the council, rather. It wouldn't be approved on the basis that there's no visitor parking.
Oh, I see what you mean. So what was nominated by the local authority is required to be visitor parking, and they do have requirements for certain amounts of visitor parking.
If
that's then been fiddle-assed around into being exclusive use for particular owners, if you went down to the local authority and said, hello, someone's moved your goalpost, what are you going to do about it? They'd probably take issue with the developer. That's probably the best way to do it, because you can't just you can't twist the mirror like that and kick the shire up the behind. Well, you can, but you won't live with the result.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much indeed, Shane. And Chris Ryan and Shane and Frank will be coming up very soon in the running for our $100 cash, which is made available, of course, by our great mates at Summit Homes. Mm. And you can go to summitnewhomes.com.au if you'd like more information about what's available through Summit Homes. I've got a quickie here before the break. Thank you, Jan. Advert costs, proper receipt from advert. I sold a property, Rewire Real Estate.
Yep.
I guess.
Rewire agent.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. they would only give me receipt with their letterhead. I wanted the original, but they refused. Can they do this?
Look, I think that's
receipt
proof.
Receipt to receipt,
yeah, proof enough. It depends what the advertising, what it was. I guess they could. You normally have bulk accounts, and then it allocates it all out as to the different properties and so on. The agent is required to demonstrate that they have spent the advertising, and if they've done that on their letterhead, I would have thought that was quite sufficient. Mm. Then again, you know, if it's not enough information for the seller, then surely it's not too much for the agent to say, right, okay, we'll provide you with a little bit more information.
Mm. And as long as the receipt was signed by somebody, you reckon it's a valid document?
Oh, I would have thought so.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Anyway. Thank you very much for that, Jan. And Jan accessed us on our text, 19999677. You can also send emails to harvey@6br.com.au. We like to talk to you, and you can do that by calling us on 92211882.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Gary Adsett here, and if you've ever wanted your own flag and flagpole, be listening all of next week to the morning program. Our friends at Pennant House have a military strength Aussie flag fully installed and all done in time for Australia Day.
Mornings with Gary Adsett. Weekdays from 8:30 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
You've probably heard about Jaguar's new sports sedan, the all-new XE. Need a reminder? It's the one made from lightweight aluminium, the one with the high-performance engine, the one that sounds like this. Sounds expensive, right? No. The Jaguar XE starts at just $65,990 drive away. Oh yes, you can drive a Jaguar. Visit barbagallojaguar.com.au. Drive away price of $65,990 for Jaguar XE 20T Prestige.
For today's best holiday, cruise and fly deals, see the Holiday Planet adverts in the West Australian. Or go to holidayplanet.com.au. A new year means a new look at Lewis RV. But don't worry, it's business as usual during their car park cleanup, where you clean up too. All remaining 2015 plated Elite and Crusader caravans are heavily reduced, so you can start this year's great adventure right now for much less. That's all leftover 2015 plated Elite and Crusader vans, yours at greatly reduced prices. So get into Lewis RV now and clean up during their car park cleanup. 50 James Street, Guildford, MD24094.
At Parkwood Plumbing Centre, there are some guarantees we can't make. We can't guarantee you won't spend an entire morning and afternoon exploring Perth's biggest range of plumbing products and accessories. We can't guarantee you won't be tempted by the great value, with most items in stock to take home that same day. And we can't guarantee you won't be back. Choose more choice. Parkwood Plumbing Centre, 168 Bannister Road, Canning Vale, with parking at the door.
There are two things you can guarantee on when the weather warms up: eating outdoors and flies. And there's one thing you don't want hanging around when you're eating or relaxing, and that's flies. Now the answer is easy: EnviroSafe Fly Trap and Baits, a non-toxic, environmentally friendly Australian-made product. Say goodbye to the Aussie wave and get into Bunnings, any leading hardware store or garden nursery, and look for EnviroSafe Fly Trap and Baits in their distinctive yellow packaging. They're Aussie made for Aussie flies. EnviroSafeAustralia.com.au.
The new year is here, and Care Alert hopes you had a great time with your family over the holidays. Just a reminder not to forget about our elderly loved ones. You may not be able to be there for them, but Care Alert can. One push on the emergency pendant and the Care Alert can notify up to five people, including 000, of an emergency at home. And Care Alert have a great 2016 opening special. For all orders received this month, they will throw in an extra 2 years warranty worth $50. Go to carealert.com.au or call 1300 75 85 95.
Summer's here to stay with Isuzu Ute's endless summer sale. Pick up the top of the range 7-seat Isuzu MUX 4x4 Auto for just $50,990 drive away. For terms and conditions, see your Isuzu Ute dealer today.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
Yes, for Summit Homes, visit summitnewhomes.com.au. $100 up for grabs today, $100 cash-a-rooney. Let's go back to the phones. They're ringing off the hook, of course, due to the fact that Peter Munday's here from Strata Central. He's guaranteed. Frank of Belmont, how are you, Frank?
Yeah, good, thanks, Harvey. I came in on the tail end of a conversation, so I'm not sure if I got it quite right, but I think it might have been to do with the fact that they're looking at changing strata laws so that the situation we're currently... If one person opposes a development proposal, it can't happen. To changing it to 75% approve and 25% disapprove, it can happen. Was that the conversation?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
That was for properties of over four units.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to just put a different view up. I've got a unit in a complex of 16. It's pretty run down and out of date in terms of the area that it's in. Now, the owners are in a situation there that if one person doesn't want to do something, the rest all suffer. And the owners aren't rich people. They're people who live in them or have them for investment for their retirement, and they would like to see their capital growth maximised. And another interesting point that came up recently is people are in maybe a high-rise, nice complex, buy a unit in a complex in front of them, so that their view can never be built out. So we've got the situation where lots of places around the place that are fairly run down or will be run down can never be sold. They can be 100 years old and falling down around your ears, but if one person says, I like living here and I don't care about capital appreciation, everybody else suffers.
There's probably two issues there. One is the redevelopment, which is what the amendment is proposed to do, is that, you know, if you want to redevelop, say that in your case with multiple units there, 75% of the group says, yes, we want to redevelop, then potentially you can. There are some checks and balances, which I think is good, or proposed to be. The other issue you're talking about is where you have the apathy in the strata group and there's maintenance and things that need to be done.
Yeah, that's a huge issue, but...
That is actually pretty much covered in the current Act anyway, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, you're obliged to maintain. Yeah. There are steps where you can require for a property be maintained, but I think what Frank's saying is that properties do have a use-by date.
Yeah, and certainly mine is in Yokon, and there's 400 metres per unit, and, you know, if I owned a lot of them, I would be making sure they were doing my best to make sure they were bulldozed. They're out of sync with the area, and they're not utilising the land as well as they could. They're two units with one parking spot. You know, it's just not what people want these days. You could have a nice unit, two by one, or three by one, or three by two, with a double garage, but that just can't happen in a scenario where one person can say, no, it's not going to happen.
It's there's always the two sides of the story, of course, and or three, and somewhere in the middle you have another view. But you're quite right on saying that there are pros and cons. And it's a difficult situation because you are dealing with people's homes and a lot of elderly folk. You might have heard me or might not have heard me say, Frank, earlier, in this state we have over 60,000 live strata schemes and between 50 and 60,000 are 2, 3, 4 and 5 lots, little schemes.
Mm.
Now, there are a lot of elderly folk live in strata title.
Sure.
20 years ago, WA had more C-class hospital beds and retirement village homes than any other state or territory in the Commonwealth. So we can't wait to boot our oldies out first. And so there's a lot of elderly folk live in strata titles, and what concerns me is that how they would, unless they had family resources and people to help them, there'll be a lot of turmoil and a lot of upset. However, I understand entirely what you say about the inhibition of redevelopment.
Yeah.
It's a complex and difficult subject.
Oh, it is. I mean, you aren't going to get 100% happy, but the current situation just can't continue.
Yeah, there needs to be some balance, I think. I agree with you, Frank, I think. There needs to be a mechanism.
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly those sort of old people, you know, if there's no family support, maybe the government can do something. Somebody's got to help them. They can't go out on the street, of course.
I don't know that people like putting themselves in the hands of the government, but especially when it's to do with the roof over their head.
Yeah, exactly.
And that does create the humanity side of it to become quite difficult. To have older or elderly people have to go to a tribunal, make submissions, and then if they're not happy with something, have to consider the Supreme Court. That humane or inhumane side of it is a very difficult one to consider. But it is a complex area. There's no one straight answer, I believe. I don't know that hanging off the coattails of New South Wales is always a good idea. They are, after all, east of the Black Stump. But we'll just see how it pans out. It'll be interesting to see how the general public react to all this, Frank.
Yeah, good on you, Frank. Let's go to Lily now, and she's in Scarborough. Hi, Lily.
Oh, hello. I'm inquiring about the strata title for a duplex. And it's an old strata, so it's not a survey.
Right.
One person has a home they live in with a family, and one person wants to build a new house. What do you have to do to get the consent of the back people if they're reluctant to give it?
Currently? In a two-lot scheme, and if that's an older scheme, Lily, highly likely that all the land is common property. So redevelopment can only take place, or in fact, alterations if both agree, especially if the land's common property. Don't be hoodwinked by anything. If there's any proposals put to you, then take some independent professional advice. But under the current circumstances of the legislation, almost in most matters, both need to agree in a two-lot scheme if there's to be building alterations or redevelopments. Does that answer?
No way out of it. Yeah.
No, did no. you want? Did you?
What do you want, Lily? What would you like?
I want to build. I want to build.
Yes. Oh, you want to build? Okay. Yes. Well, you catch the spider with sugar, not vinegar. And so I suggest you go and talk to the neighbours.
Take over a nice sponge cake.
Everything under the sun comes down to time and or money. So if you want to redevelop, you might go and knock on their door with a sponge cake, as Rob says, and say, by the way, here's a cheque for $20,000 and see if their face lights up.
That's one way to do it.
No, I am saying, knock on the door, be neighbourly, say, this is what I'd like to do, these are the pros and the cons, how would it affect you? They might say, great, Lily, give us X amount of money, or we'll redevelop with you, or something like that. So discuss with the neighbours is always the first option, if possible.
Okay, having done that,
yes,
and they're reluctant to give permission.
Well, remember that you're doing it purely for your own direct self-interest. They bought the place, they might live in it or rent it out the way it was, so you're the one who wants to move the goalposts, so you need to take that into account as well, that if the boot was on the other foot, would you want to simply be upset by circumstances because someone else wanted something for themselves?
Lily, you're at the front, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, and is there a common wall with the other duplex?
Yes.
Yeah, so there would be some building rectification that would be required. Look, as Peter says, if they don't agree, they don't agree. There's nothing you can do at the moment. There may very well be something you can do if this new legislation goes through as it's proposed, but that'll be some time before it's gazetted, but hopefully, presumably, within the next 12 months. I suppose you just got to keep talking to them, explain to them that, and you bring up a very good point, that the conversion from build strata to survey strata is a very positive thing for values of properties. I can tell you as a practicing agent, it is a lot easier to sell and you get a better price for having a survey strata property than you do having a build strata with these old stratas because there's more flexibility. As Peter would say, though, it does give away some benefits too in the sense that once you go to survey strata, the adjoining owner can just go to council and build, provided it's council approved, and you don't have a say in it. So there's two sides to the equation. In your case, you want to redevelop, they won't allow you to. There's nothing you can do at the moment, unfortunately.
I have to say, Lily, this, that if you weren't going to extend your footprint, that means that if you weren't going to build outside the current building lines, then it is possible under the Strata Titles Act, so long as there's sufficient subjacent and lateral support, in other words, you're not going to make them fall down because of what you do, that you may be able to do some building redevelopment so long as you're not extending the footprint out onto the common property. So there is a possibility there.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Lily. We're going to go to Diane of Ellenbrook next.
We're talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFreitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees. Just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 9499 6000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
Mum, Gran wants to know how far away you are.
Mum, Gran called to say don't forget a doctor's appointment today.
Honey, your mum's on the phone. She needs some groceries.
This is the sixth time your mum's called today. There has to be another way.
And there is, with Perth's trusted builder for granny flats, renovations and extensions. Stop the runaround, because there is another way. Granny Flats WA. Visit grannyflatswa.com, PRN 11156.
Your holiday begins at Escape Travel. Let us bring your dream holiday to life. Today's hot deal, cruises on sale from $89 per day, plus up to $800 on board credit. Only at Escape Travel. Call 135 381 now. Conditions apply.
The Searchers, direct from the UK. Liverpool's legendary group are returning to the Astor Theatre in February. Performing all their greatest hits live on stage. Love Potion overnight. One concert only. Don't miss The Searchers.
Astor Theatre, 8 o'clock, February 6. Book at astortheatreperth.com or phone 9370 1777.
If you achieve nothing else than this today, get into Masters and save big on stylish, steel-framed Monaco slingback chairs, just $20 each. Yep, just $20 each. These durable chairs are lightweight, powder-coated, stackable, and come in three colours, ideal for inside and out. They are perfect for the deck, the garden, or in the home, just $20 each. Get in quick before they're gone, only at Masters. For your nearest store, visit masters.com.au.
We really need to renovate, but I'm so not looking forward to all the drama.
What drama?
I have no idea how best to use that space. Do I get a spa or don't I get a spa?
Well, Select Solutions can help with design.
But then I have to shop around for tiles and tapware and a vanity.
Select Solutions has a whole showroom of that stuff.
Really? What about a tiler and plumber and electrician?
Yep, they do full installation as well, and that's why they can offer great package prices. Choose Select Solutions and avoid the drama. selectsolutions.net.au.
At Pain Away, we're about the pain. The whole pain, nothing but the pain. Everyday Aussies to elite professional athletes are using easy-to-apply Pain Away arthritis and sports creams and sprays. At Pain Away, we believe so much in all our pain relief products that we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on all products purchased. So if you suffer joint or muscular pain, try Pain Away.
Pain Away products are available in all leading pharmacies across Australia. Use only as directed. Always read the label. If pain persists, see a healthcare professional.
Right now at Coles, a six-pack of Coles Bakery Rolls is just $2 every day. That's six soft white, wholemeal, multigrain, hot dog, hamburger, Vietnamese or tiger rolls for just $2. Today and every day at Coles. Available in selected stores only.
Got a real estate question? Call now. 922-11882.
Yes, and Peter Munday or Rob Druitt will answer your queries, and you might win $100 cash thanks to Summit Homes. Visit summitnewhomes.com.au. Waiting patiently on line four is Diane of Ellenbrook. G'day, Diane.
Good morning, gentlemen. We're in a home West unit, and we were thinking about maybe trying to get a keystart home because we can't make any noise here, and my husband likes to do woodwork.
Yep.
Yeah, problem is, he's 65 and I'm 58. Would we have any chance of getting something?
I would have thought so. It depends on income levels. Keystart have fairly straightforward criteria, which you can easily find if you go to their website. Keystart website. There are income couples. I think it's up to 90,000 from memory, between 70 and 90,000 for couples. Age may play into it because there are new rules with finance which came in last year in relation to having a clear system for paying the loan back and the time period and so on. The best thing to do would be to ring Keystart Monday and have a chat to them and see whether you fall within their criteria. That'll very much depend on your circumstances. And then were you thinking of getting, not just getting a loan from Keystart, but looking at the shared equity scheme, were you, with the State Department of Housing?
Yeah, perhaps that too, yeah.
Because that's another opportunity to get into property where the government maintains some equity in the property, up to 30%, so you're not having to put as much money in, and that works very well. But I'd certainly recommend to have a chat to Keystart. Get on the website. You can do that now and see whether the criteria fits. And that's a possibility. It does get harder to get finance as you get older because and you're approaching retirement age because the finance rules have changed and the banks are now incumbent on making sure that you have a payback plan for the loan, not just selling the property to pay it back. So it can get a little bit more difficult, but it very much depends on your individual circumstances. But that's a good place to start. And then the other thing might be to talk to a good finance broker about different options with different finance companies.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Diane, for your call. 922-11882, if you'd like to join the conversation. Des has. He's in South Perth. G'day, Des.
Good morning, gentlemen. And Harvey, how do you manage to get up after a late night last night?
Mate, it's called hitting the deck and... Do you know what I do? I tell you what I do. I'll let you... it's not a trade secret, but what I do is I flick off the light, I jump into bed, and I'm asleep before it gets dark.
And keep an eye on him, fellas, in case he nods off. I have a whole stack of questions on stratos, but I'll wait to make an appointment with Pete Munday, is it?
Yes, you can make an appointment with Peter Munday. Yeah, I'm his agent.
We'll book you in.
When the legislation may finally be enacted... on the new changes for the Strata plans. Strata Act.
Well, I understand that they're looking at putting it before Parliament in late 2016. Of course, what happens is another matter, but that's the plan, I understand.
Oh, well, in 2016, that's going to make me a happy 90-year-old.
Well, come to your birthday party.
I'm pleased to hear you're happy, Des. My mother turned 90 yesterday, and she kept me at the casino till midnight. So I hope you're having a lot of fun.
I'd like to correct one thing before I finish. The elderly you keep referring to, I'm one of those who live in a strata complex.
Yep.
And I think I'm one of the first who would like to see my 39-year-old building developed into something which might produce close to $1 million for my unit.
Yep. Well, as I say, there are many sides to that whole scenario, Des.
It's and winners and losers with everything in life, isn't it?
I can fully understand that. I can fully understand it. It's not a straightforward matter or issue, and everyone will have a view, everyone will have a position, and we'll see how it pans out.
Thank you very much, Des, for your call. Now, I have an email here from Vincent. Can you ask Peter, please, I'm asking you, Peter, please, or even Peter Monday, can you ask Peter, please, that if someone requests to join a strata council and is then voted in just to make up the numbers and to keep others out, and then the meetings are held monthly or every 2 months, are they then obliged to attend at least half of the yearly held meetings as a voted-in council member?
Good question.
I don't think Vince likes the new addition to the Strata Council.
Life is just a numbers game. I can't give a definitive answer on that other than to say the standard bylaws to the Strata Titles Act, and if you have Schedules 1 and 2 to the Act, they are your standard bylaws. There's no rule about the fact that any elected council member has to attend any particular number of meetings. And so that's the short answer. Unless they've changed the and I haven't seen any bylaws changed to say, it's not like the golf club or the bowling club where if you don't attend a certain number of meetings, then you're off the council or off the committee. No such rule in the standard strata bylaws. So that's the short answer.
Apathy is allowed in strata, isn't it?
Basically. Oh, look, it's all about, it's like politics. It's all about numbers.
It's like pre-selection. And there's no, whatever the agenda for getting a person onto a strata council is, that's immaterial. If they're voted in, they're voted in.
Democracy may not be ideal, but it's about the best system we've come up with so far. And it's just a numbers game. So often it happens that people will ask a silent partner to make themselves available to go on council to keep some other noisy son of a gun off. And that's just the way
nothing
it is.
Nothing you can do about it.
No, that's showbiz. Look, life can be a bitch, but it's just the way it goes.
Would there be any provision in some individual strata company situations where they might write into the contract if you're on the council you do have to attend a certain number of meetings?
Anything's possible.
Is that discretionary? Yes.
Yeah, anything's possible. Any strata company in the state can change their bylaws, modify their bylaws, so long as it's not inconsistent with the Act and it's legally appropriate to make such rules. Yes. Yeah sure.
But those
very few people think about those sort of things, Harvey, until after the event when the horse has bolted.
But they need to be registered on the strata plan, don't they?
Oh, yes, of course.
Not just the little rules printed on a piece of paper.
You can't just sit around and hold hands and sing kumbaya and say, right, that's the rule.
That's the rule.
Which a lot of people think they can. A lot of people, it's a good point you make, Rob. A lot of people, not the singing, but the point. And look, I have to put up with all this, folks.
You're trying to take this seriously
now. Send chocolates. A lot of people think they can sit at meetings, make decisions, we all agreed, so therefore it carries. Well, I tell you now, you can't all sit there and say, let's drive home at 70 in a 60k zone. It doesn't hold water. And unless you actually make a properly prepared bylaw and record it, as you say, Rob, on the strata plan, then it is not effective.
There you go. Righty-ho, 9221882 if you'd like to join the conversation. We've got some room on the board for you, and we're about to use the footy parlance, enter the last quarter of Talking Property for Summit Homes.
We're Talking Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Are you ready for bushfires this summer? Preparing for and responding to bushfires is a joint effort between the government and community. You can play your part by making sure your home is prepared for bushfires. Clear vegetation and rubbish from around your home and keep your gutters free of leaves. A well-prepared house has a better chance of surviving a bushfire. For more information about preparing for bushfires, download a copy of the Prepare, Act, Survive booklet from areyouready.wa.gov.au. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services and 6PR, helping you get ready for the bushfire season.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFreitas and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees, no more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel DeFreitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
At Pain Away, we're about the pain. The whole pain, nothing but the pain. So if you're in pain, try Pain Away Arthritis and Sports Pain Relief Spray and Creams. Available in all leading pharmacies.
Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional.
As much as we love Perth's hot summer days, sometimes we just want to laze under the aircon with a good meal and an icy cold bevy. If that sounds like you, the High Wycombe Tavern has your lunch covered. Get out of the heat and into some great lunchtime specials with their $15 deals. Like the juicy porterhouse steak with chips and salad, fish and chips, or the good old palmy. Just $15 each with an icy cold midi of beer included. All under the aircon or the cool outdoor misting system. This summer, make your way to the High Wycombe Tavern, Kalamunda Road, High Wycombe.
If you achieve nothing else today, get into Masters and save big on stylish steel frame Monaco slingback chairs for just $20 each. That's right, just $20 each. These durable chairs are lightweight, powder coated, stackable, and they come in three colours. They're ideal for inside and out, and they are perfect for the deck, the garden, or the home. Just $20 each. Get in quick before they're gone, only at Masters. For your nearest store, visit masters.com.au.
Tony Ale Fresh Food Market is bringing farm fresh produce to you with the best selection of fresh fruit and veg, like freshly picked carrots, 99 cents a kilo, garden fresh broccoli, 99 cents a bunch, sweet and juicy yellow flesh peaches, $3.99 a kilo, golden ripe pineapples, $2.99 each, and garden fresh cabbage, 99 cents each. Some items pre-packed, prices may vary. Tony Yale Fresh Food Market. Open 8 to 6, 7 days a week. 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
Right now at Coles, a 6-pack of Coles Bakery Rolls is just $2 every day. That's 6 soft white, wholemeal, multigrain, hot dog, hamburger, Vietnamese or tiger rolls for just $2. Today and every day at Coles. Available in selected stores only.
When is the best time to book your holidays? Anytime. At Flight Centre, our travel experts are available 24 hours a day, online or on the phone. Click on flightcentre.com.au or call 131 600.
At Terry White Chemists, we guarantee the lowest price on pensioner and concession scripts, starting at just $5.20. Every day, in every little way, we value your help. Terry White Chemists.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
Yes, sirree. And we shall be talking to Sarah from High Wycombe very shortly. But right now, Carl Langdon joins us just ahead of Sports World, and you'll be presenting with Kim Hagdorn and Mickey Arthur.
Yes, the boys are out there having a chat in the office. Well, the cricket last night, Australia and India, another good game.
When
big high scores.
When are they going to prepare a pitch that might give some assistance to a bowler?
Do you like to see wickets, do you? Or do you like to see them smashing the ball around the park?
It's not fair on the bowlers.
Well, I suppose when you have a look at the shorter form games of cricket these days, there's probably not a lot of fairness generated towards the bowlers anyway. When you look at T20, it's all about smashing the ball as far as you can into the crowd. Crowd taking catches, so I don't know whether they've sort of adopted that philosophy in the 50-over game. But, you know, some big scores, again, chased down by the Aussies.
Amazing.
So good chases. BBL, 5. Good for the scorches that the Melbourne Stars got rolled by the Heat. So 45 runs or 15 overs is pretty much the equation. If they lose by 45 runs, they'll still host the final. And if they... If the Melbourne Stars would have to chase down the Perth Scorchers total in 15 overs to actually turn around the net run rate, which is what it'll be determined by. Perth Glory Wildcats played last night. Aussie Tennis Open starting Monday. David Mundy, Frio skipper. James Hurd still living in fantasy land. players affected. Are they going to sue Essendon? All of these things we'll be talking about this morning.
And the other thing too, of course, to bear in mind after the very, very sad news yesterday of Ken Judge's passing. No doubt you guys will be discussing that today.
Yeah, you know, and my condolences condolences to Annette and the boys. Yep. And certainly, a sad day yesterday on his 58th birthday. But, I'm sure there'll be some people this morning that would like to reminisce and say a few kind words about Ken Judge.
I don't think you could say any harsh words about Judge. We spoke to Gary Bucanara last night, of course, a Hawthorn teammate and an opposition player when he was playing for Subi and Judgey for East Fremantle. And, of course, he had some lovely things to say. We appreciate Gary coming on the show.
Yeah, but he has, over the years, rubbed a few people up the wrong way. And one thing about Judgey is he always called a spade a spade.
Yes, he did.
He didn't just say the types of things that just made you feel good. Yeah. He was a realist, and if you needed to be told, he told you.
Pretty big page to fill now on the game when the footy season starts.
Yes. I'll be interested to see what they come up with there. But in the end, it was a sad day yesterday.
Yeah, indeed. Good on you, Carl. Thank you very much for that. We've got Sarah now, as mentioned, from High Wycombe. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. I just wondered if I could ask a question. We're looking at buying down in Baldivis, and if you had any feedback as to the Settlers Hill area, growth-wise, or anything you could tell us?
Yeah, well, look, it's developing quickly through there, and prices have compressed through 2015, which is another way of saying falling. They've fallen.
Compressed now, is it?
It's a nice way to say that. Yeah. So you should get a really good deal there. Yes.
Okay, cool.
And with any of these estates, as they build out and you get more and more infrastructure, you tend to get capital growth. Of course, we're not in that phase of the market at the moment, but it will go there. Are you looking at buying established in there? Or?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And, there's good buying with established property through there now, and that's, I guess, why the home builders are finding a little tough with the house and land packages, because a lot of the established homes, newer established homes, are representing such great value.
They are.
Yeah, go and get yourself a good buy.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Righty-ho. Good on you. Thank you very much indeed. Sarah, the calls actually have dried up, but I'm not surprised there were so many of them initially. So you've still got just a minute or two to join the conversation on 922 118 82. We might take this opportunity to ask Peter how people get in touch with you for personal one-on-one contact.
Well, they can send me an email to stratacentral, that's one word lowercase, stratacentral@gmail.com. Or leave a message, or if I may, pick up the phone even, on 9443 8891, and I'll be back to them as soon as possible. I'll pick that up interstate and overseas, that call as well.
Fantastic. Good on you. Jane of Maylands has given us a quick call. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Harvey.
Yeah.
Hello, Harvey.
Hi. Yeah,
hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Fire away.
Hi, Jane. Yes.
Hi, Jane.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Just regarding the strata changes from building strata to servo strata, do you know exactly what is planned to be changed?
I don't think there is any change in these amendments to the Strata Titles Act. You can still do a conversion from build strata to survey strata, depending upon your circumstances. And, of course, the complexity of it, if you've got a duplex and there's no common walls, driveway down the side, it's a lot easier to do that. Of course, if there are common walls, there needs to be easements and so on. But you bring up a good point. I was talking to Peter about it off air, that from a selling perspective, it does make a difference when you've got these old duplexes, to be able to convert them to survey strata, the flexibility, the buyers like that, and obviously it reflects in values. What's your circumstances, Jane?
I live in an older block, a 45-year-old block of 12.
12, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, do they all have their feet on the ground, or is there any lots above or below another lot?
No, it's all on the one.
One level?
Yeah, two.
Or one?
Yeah, six and six.
Okay,
yeah.
And what's the feeling? What are you suggesting? You'd like to convert, or others want to convert and you don't? What's the position?
Well, there are a couple of owners that own like three or four units.
Oh, yes.
And they'd like to, because they're younger, they'd like to, I think, redevelop at some stage.
Mm. Well, the redevelopment is a separate issue to conversion to survey strata. Mm. Certainly, under the current legislation, you all need to agree to convert to survey strata, if indeed you're able to do that for different reasons. Converting to survey strata is a different situation to knocking it down and redeveloping.
Mm. Oh, okay. So we'd have to go from build strata to survey strata before we can develop?
No, not necessarily. Under the current situation, if the owners of that property wanted to knock the whole place down and redevelop it, then currently everyone needs to agree for that to happen.
Okay, everyone has to. If you want to redevelop.
And also, as a totally separate matter, if you wanted to convert from strata to survey strata, then currently everyone must agree.
But you'd only go to survey strata if you're going to retain the buildings, continue to live there, and you see a benefit in doing that. Otherwise, you may as well remain as a build strata and then down the track all agree and redevelop it.
Unless if they converted from strata to survey strata, and then if there was freestanding buildings and then individually wanted to knock them down and build something better.
They can do that.
So subject to certain conditions.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Jane.
Call Jane.
Good
well
luck.
Done. Thank you for that. thanks to
That's
all
what
people.
We usually say with strata. Good luck.
Good luck.
As Admiral Yamamoto said, good luck, kamikaze.
Good luck. God bless.
Frank, we live in a lotto environment.
Frank of Belmont is our winner today of the $100 cash, thanks to Summit Homes. summitnewhomes.com.au. We do thank them for their ongoing support. Very quickly, Mr. Druitt, what's on the agenda for Druitt First?
Back into the home opens.
Druitt and then Shared I've got First National.
A very nice auction for Passmore Real Estate in Dianella in Santara Circle, 37 Santara Circle at 4 p.m. So if you're looking for a beautiful home, West Tile Constructions, good builder. Way to go.
Yes.
Good on you. And you're on the internet, of course, if people want to learn more. Thank you very much to Gemma for producing Talking Property today. Much appreciated. And coming up after the news at 10 o'clock with Anthony will be Sports World, and it'll be Carl Langdon, Kim Hagdorn and Mickey Arthur. Thanks for your company this morning, folks.